Message from the Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp. Welcome to the summer edition of Melbourne Magazine. In these pages, we celebrate the kaleidoscope of creative expression in our community. From history-making urban design to artful play, there's a reason we're hailed as Australia's most creative capital. Read more about our fabulous art play team, which has been nurturing the creativity and imagination of Melbourne's youngest artists for 20 years. Find out the meaning behind the new Aboriginal artwork unveiled at Nam Nagu Library and Family Services. Discover the ultimate act of civic creativity through the story of our former city architect, Rob Adams, AM. Rob has made a legendary contribution to Melbourne, designing our world-famous urban realm with a focus on welcoming, green and lively spaces. From postcode 3000 to our bustling Swanston Street, it's thanks to Rob's expertise and vision that we're one of the world's most livable cities. Join us in congratulating the newly crowned Melbourne Award winners who received our city's highest accolade in the program's 21st year. We applaud all finalists and winners for helping to shape our city through inspiring and innovative achievements. In this edition, you will also find our well-being and connection map to help you reset your wellness goals over summer and start 2024 with a burst of fresh energy. Melbourne shines in the warmer months with an array of major events coming to town. There's our popular Christmas festival and New Year's Eve celebrations, and the much-anticipated Australian Open and Midsummer, which always set the rhythm for the year. Finally, I would like to recognise the result of the referendum. Although the decision was made by Australians not to proceed with The Voice, the City of Melbourne remains committed to a reconciliation journey between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal peoples. We will continue listening to the First Nations community and work together to ensure the voices of Aboriginal people are amplified and central to our planning for the future. I also recognise discussions and debates around the referendum have been difficult for many. I encourage you to seek support if you need it, and continue to act with compassion and care for each other. Wishing you all a safe and thoroughly enjoyable summer in our city. Signed by Sally Capp, AO, Lord Mayor. The picture caption reads, Lord Mayor Sally Capp, AO, on Prince's Bridge, overlooking South Bank and the future site of the Green Line project on the North Bank. The City of Melbourne respectfully acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we govern, the Wurundjeri, Woiwurrung and Bunurong Bunwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation, and pays respect to their elders past and present. We acknowledge and honour the unbroken spiritual, cultural and political connection they have maintained to this unique place for more than 2,000 generations. We accept the invitation in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and are committed to walking together to build a better future.